Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown. Number 10.
He's been doing it for years. His backup quarterback, A.J. Feely, in the 90s, he came out yesterday and said he's been doctoring balls up all the time that he was there, and he would scuff them up during the week, doctor them up. That's the balls he would throw, and the other team would have to throw the slick balls. Tom Brady only did this because it gave him an edge. It helps him grip the ball better, spin the ball better, and also it helps the receiver catch it better. They can make those one-handed catches, and you have less fumbles. They did it for a reason. And here you have the AFC Championship game. You have one of the great quarterbacks of all time instructing the ball boy, who's a part-time guy, to go into John and put a needle in the ball and release the air to make it better for him. This is just wrong. And now I think the reaction of the football fans around the country are finally saying, I read something this morning of a professional working people, 67% say that he was wrong and the punishment was right. You got to have the integrity. Goodell finally got something right.
All right. That's Fran Tarkenton, Hall of Fame quarterback, commenting on Tom Brady and the Deflategate controversy. Was the punishment handed down by the NFL appropriate? Brady's appealing that, by the way. You probably all know that, because for many of you, this is not number 10. This is number 1 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Well, we're going to go through the numbers. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. And Mr. Brady and his bumbling comes in at number 10 this week. By the way, it's the middle week of May, Friday, May 15th, the Ides of May. A week prior to the 15th is what we're actually reviewing here. The top 10 talk topics. Folks at Talkers Magazine had a lot to do with what went on in here, because they're monitoring what's going on in the talk radio industry, along with the producers of this program. What's the big deal? The big deal is Tom Brady. As I said, we'll give you the opportunity. The poll for the week at DougSteffen.com will be all of these 10 items, and you can tell us which one you think is number one. If Brady was number one, and I know it is with a lot of you, it'll be reflected in the results of the poll. So that's it. Counting down from number 10 to number 1 is what we do in this hour. And Tom Brady's shenanigans, number 10.
Number 9.
What has happened this week and last week and the week before in Nepal? Aftershocks on top of aftershocks. Earlier this week on my Good Day program, which I host Monday through Friday on a lot of these same stations, I talked to the care director in Nepal, Lex Kassenberg. We discussed the state of things there from that organization's perspective after that second earthquake.
I'm at the moment in Kathmandu, where Care Nepal has its main office.
And
I came back from the field yesterday.
All right, so describe what's going on in the so-called field, if you would, please.
Well, as you know, we had a big earthquake based on April the 25th, and it was followed by another big quake more to the east. But some of the districts that were hit are overlapping, so it increases the damage that we have in these districts, and the people are really, really suffering. Those who still have some limited supplies left outstanding most of the whole. So the people are really, really desperate in the country now, and looking for any assistance and support they can get.
Could you, first of all, tell us in your history with your experience with care, is this as bad as anything that you've had to deal with in terms of the conditions after the earthquake?
Well, I've been for care also before Typhoon Haiyan, and now here this earthquake. My clear impression is that the situation here in Nepal, because of the aftershocks and now it's an earthquake yesterday, the people here are clearly incredibly traumatized and don't want to do. They don't want to go back into their houses for fear of another earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
So 2-3 days ago, you slowly saw people going back into their houses And now they're back on the street again in tents because they don't trust what is going to happen. So that's a really, really challenge for the people. Psychologically, it's much more difficult.
Number eight.
The number eight item on the countdown this week, a focus on North Korea and the execution or executions, depending on how many you heard about. Here's host Mark Germain with Terry Ray Elmer talking about the reason North Korea's Kim Jong-un executed his defense minister.
You mentioned this story about the former defense chief in North Korea getting... It's not funny. The man was killed by anti-aircraft fire. Why is that funny? What's wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
Wow, that is a weird reaction.
She's cackling.
It's weird. What?
Because of the reason, the alleged reason why he was allegedly executed.
Oh, yeah. Well, he fell asleep.
He fell asleep during a meeting with Kim Jong-un.
That's not a good thing.
You do not do that.
No.
Well,
by the way, this is the last guy that will do that.
Apparently.
No, he said a hard and fast rule. No sleeping during meetings.
Yeah. So this comes from the South Korean spy agency. A lawmaker, Shin Kyung-min, says the National Intelligence Service told closed-door parliamentary committee Wednesday that People's Armed Forces Minister Hyun Young-chol was executed in Pyongyang in late April.
The intelligence... Why are we just learning about that now?
I don't know. Well, because
how long does this news take? Well, we have the internet.
It's North Korea. Oh. Nothing gets out of there. No, this comes from South Korean intelligence. The intelligence service told lawmakers that Hyun was brought out and
Don't do it.
And stood in front of an anti-aircraft gun, which was then...
You're doing it. I can hear it.
It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's very insensitive. Man, it was torn apart by anti-aircraft fire. Wow. So I heard a story that all the people that carried the casket of Kim Jong-un's dad, they've all been dispatched, every one of them. So that was not a good career move, is to carry the casket, apparently.
Well, if they asked him to carry the casket, why are they ticked off at him now?
I think that what it tells you is that this guy, the son, wants to say, hey, I'm not my father's son.
I see.
I'm my own man, and to prove that, anyone who was loyal to my dad, if you're not loyal to me, it's anti-aircraft fire for you.
Yeah, and the CNN story just said that he had allegedly fallen asleep during a meeting with the dear leader, but apparently the Associated Press is reporting that not only did he fall asleep during a meeting, he talked back to the dear leader during that meeting.
Well, I could have advised him that might not be
probably the best idea, no.
All right. That was kind of funny. I think we handled it the same way, Kenny, on our Good Day program, as a matter of fact. All right, when I say Kenny, I'm talking to Ken Kessler, who's the producer of the program, whose ears are open, but his mouth is closed. But I'm always interested in his comments, whether it be on the air or off the air, a little behind the scenes of what's going on here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, where we will get to the number seven item in just a matter of moments. So please stay tuned.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Now, kid. I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Every wardrobe tells a story, and keeping clothes in good order is critical to setting the right vibe. On the set of The Good Wife, costume designer Dan Lawson uses his creative talent to ensure that every character looks pressed and polished in trend-setting workday attire and casual clothing alike. And Dan says maintaining your wardrobe doesn't have to be expensive.
Each episode of The Good Wife has more than 100 costumes for the principal actors. With a limited budget, I need to use the funds on the apparel itself rather than its upkeep. we needed a reliable, cost-effective product to keep all of the apparel fresh and clean. In between takes, we don't have time to run to the dry cleaner, so we use Dryell in the wardrobe truck. Dryell is an excellent alternative to dry cleaning. Just 15 minutes in the bag for a quick refresh, like on the men's dress shirts, or 30 minutes if we need to do a deep clean. Besides the terrific smell, Dryell removes stains and body oils while letting the garment maintain its shape and color.
You can find more tips from Dan at Dryell.com. This is Larry Stevens.
Geico is available 24/7. Unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/7. And with Geico's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts to my Geico app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating Geico.
Claim status updates. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Number 7.
Number 7 item this week on our countdown, the NSA court ruling. Here's host Rank talking to Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan about the latest moves to suspend the NSA's spying program. Hooray!
Congressman Amash came in the studio here and told me of some breaking news here on in the country, and it has to do with something that's near and dear to his heart, and he's been fighting against for a while, and that's this NSA snooping. You want to explain what that is, Congressman Amash?
Sure. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals issued a ruling that Section 215 of the Patriot Act, this is the section that the NSA and the executive branch have been interpreting to allow them to collect bulk collection on all Americans, innocent people who have nothing to do with terrorism or and who are not suspects of terrorism. It's ruled that it's Section 215 does not authorize bulk collection. So the court is saying no authorization of bulk collection is allowed. This is a big deal. This totally changes the interpretation of Section 215 from going back to the Bush administration.
And now, what were they relying on? What's the basis of what grew out of that interpretation of Section 215?
Well, what grew out of it was the
bulk collection.
So, Section 215 says that the government can collect records on essentially persons when those records are relevant to a terrorism investigation. And the federal government, the executive branch, interpreted that to mean everyone in the United States and everyone in the world. Basically,
and that was under Bush.
Under Bush and under Obama.
Yes, Obama continued it.
That's
but
right.
It was under George.
They
Bush.
Determined that everyone in the United States, every American, was relevant to a terrorism investigation. So your phone records, my phone records, every single person. And this court is now saying that interpretation is wrong. And it's obvious to anyone who reads the statute that it's wrong.
Is that a left-leaning court or right-leaning court? We don't know. Does it matter?
I don't know the makeup of this panel, but I do know that the court has ruled in favor of Americans, in favor of our privacy. This is a great day for Americans. It's a great day for our privacy. It's a great day for the Constitution.
All right, here's a Talk Radio Countdown Show Extra. A quick report on George Stephanopoulos, who's the ABC News anchor. Apparently, he has created some controversy because he's admitted to two things: giving $75,000 to the Clinton Foundation and not telling his boss. So you can expect a little dust up on that to happen over the next week or so. 21 after on to this week's countdown.
Hi. Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number 6.
You're going to be shocked to know that Hillary Clinton is in the top 10 in the countdown this week. I know this is shocking. The number 6 item, according to Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com, Talkers TV, Talkers Radio is there, is a focus on the suit from Judicial Watch. Here's host Michael Brown talking about how Judicial Watch successfully got the lawsuit over Hillary Clinton's use of private email reopened.
Former President Bill Clinton goes on the Letterman Show.
Question, are you, put it in a percentage, what's the chance of you moving back to 1600 Pennsylvania?
Hillary has to win the nomination. If she wins the nomination, then she has to win the election. If she wins the election, the chances are 100% I'll move back. Wait. If I'm asked.
If you're...
You may not be invited back. My experience is, since I left the White House, when a president of either party ask, you say yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope I'll be invited. It'd be a good thing for America if she won. I hope she does.
I hope to be invited. There's a lot of truth in that, isn't there? That's a fascinating insight into the relationship between Bill and Hillary Clinton. Yes, there's a 100% chance I'll move into the White House if she asks me to. One of the more controversial scandals that's dogging poor old Hillary is her use of this private email server to conduct official business. You know, kind of like the Colorado legislature does. Well, Judicial Watch has sued to gain access to Hillary's emails, which they legitimately claim should be public record. But she's keeping them hidden. And a court tossed out the original lawsuit. But, and you may not have heard of this judge before, but his name is Reggie Walton. He's a federal judge in the D.C. Circuit. And let's just say he doesn't like to put up with a lot of bovine feces. He has agreed to reopen the lawsuit after Judicial Watch and the State Department reached an agreement. stating that Hillary Clinton should have turned over all of the documents that she held on her private email server. Now, here's what I love about this story. The State Department has agreed with Judicial Watch that under federal rules and federal law, what should have happened was Hillary Clinton should have turned over all of the documents so the State Department can figure out which ones are public record and which ones are private. That's what happens when you use private email servers to conduct government business. So Judge Reggie Walton has agreed and now has been ordered to, I guess they're going to have to get some sort of forensic expert to find the server and then dig through. You know, it can be done. Do you just think you erased that from your hard drive? Oh, no, no, no.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Clinton has come under fire, I'm sure you'll find this shocking as well, from Fox News for avoiding the press. She's dodging questions from reporters, giving them the silent treatment. That's because she doesn't want to have anything to do with the investigation of the so-called scandal. Which scandal is that? Well, the email scandal, Benghazi, you name it. I just find it interesting. This is like a good play. This is better than most of the stuff you find on television, right? Let's follow the bouncing ball. Anyway, that's Mrs. Clinton number 6 this week. Top 5 coming up here on the countdown.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then ExtendoVite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why ExtendoVite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Top 10 countdown every week at this time. Remember the old days of radio? Yours truly. Who would be yours truly? Whoever it was that was on the air. Well, yours truly, Doug Steffen, overviewing the list from Talkers Magazine. And we'll have, the first half hour is filled with conversation about what happened in the football world. Did you hear? Tom Brady got suspended. Oof, that's number 10. Nepal, number 9. Iran and North Korea, number 8. John Kerry visits Mr. Putin in Russia. The Clinton email, that sort of thing. The NSA court ruling, all that exciting stuff. Let's get to the specifics of the top 5, shall we?
Number 5.
Number 5, the field of those who would be presidential prospects that pretty much will make it into the top 10 every week from now until the 2016 election. Here's host Richard Dixon talking to political analyst Jeb Lebutier about Mike Huckabee joining the presidential race on a platform of social issues.
We had Mike Huckabee jump into the presidential race last week, and he and Ted Cruz kind of going after the same conservative, Christian, religious right types. Do you see a battle taking place there?
In Iowa, for sure. I mean, I think they're going to really go after it. And that's why at his announcement, he went out of his way to really go on things like gay marriage and loss of God in the public schools and all that stuff, which does appeal to the Christian right and is a legitimate position to take. I'm not criticizing it. I look at Huckabee, Richard, on candidate skills, like speaking on TV, speaking at a podium, addressing an audience, looking pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very good candidate. He's, mm-hmm. he's attractive. He's engaging. He's good. But what comes out of his mouth, I think, is not quite going to get the job done beyond the Christian evangelical group.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't think he can grow into a more widespread candidate than that. That's the same thing that happened 8 years ago. He wins Iowa, and that was it. He couldn't translate it anywhere else. And I don't know why that's going to be any different this time.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that he had some significant wins, Iowa being number one, and then some top two and three finishes throughout the next several primaries. and then ran out of money. It's like, well, hold on a second now. If you're winning, you shouldn't be running out of money. Well, the people who funded him and believed him, and much like the previous talk show host Neil Bortz, I tend to believe that Republicans are losing regularly because of these social issues. I think the whole, we need to get God back into the schools thing is a losing issue. You're not going to convince Americans that that's the way to go, and it will cost you the presidency if you throw your eggs into that basket.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the sweet spot of American politics right now, and the Republicans are not there, but we could get there. And where there is strong on national defense, but not wanting to invade countries, but being strong and saying we're going to be number one in defense worldwide. We're not going to let anybody push us around. That's number one. Number two, fiscally conservative, a fiscal hawk, so to speak. That sells, and people nod their head. And then on social issues, you got to be libertarian. We have to say, we got to look at where the young are at in this country, and they don't want to get into a fight over gay marriage, decriminalizing marijuana. Not necessarily stuff you and I grew up thinking is the right position, but it is the right position now, because that's the way it is. The horse is out of the barn on this stuff.
Sure.
And to fight it, we're not going to win, and we're not getting the horse back in the barn either.
Number four issue or item on this week's Talk Radio Review is a focus on the aftermath in Baltimore, what's becoming more known about the situation there, the connection between the governor and the mayor, and the mayor and the police. Here from our Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, host Gary Saddlemeyer talked to former federal prosecutor Douglas Burns about the Justice Department investigation of the police department in Baltimore.
This is going to be the drill if we have, as some expect, a summer of rioting across cities in America involving police, that every time we have one, we're going to see a DOJ investigation?
Not necessarily, but I certainly hear your point, which is, I mean, the first proposition is, you know, does federal law enforcement belong in every local situation? That's debatable. You can argue that both ways. Should they jump into the fray every single time, you know, something happens? That's highly debatable. And, you know, I'm not really editorializing particularly heavily here. It's a little different than Ferguson. In Ferguson, remember, the officer himself was not charged. In Baltimore, six officers were charged. That's another discussion, because that was a little bit of a hasty decision, and there's a long way to go with that, and that doesn't express my view of the situation at all. I just felt they should have waited a little longer. But this is what you call, Gary, like a patterns and practices investigation, which is entirely fair, looking into things such as, you know, excessive force, obviously, deadly force being used, unlawful searches and arrests, you know, discriminatory tactics / racial profiling. And the reality is, hopefully, they'll do a full and fair investigation. And what happens, by the way, Gary, nobody's going to be charged with a crime. They're looking to issue a report and implement, you know, changes, basically, if it's warranted. Yeah,
no, I understand. But what is the basic structure from, you know, when you look at a municipal department, is the next step up in terms of authority or supervisory authority over a local department, is the next step up the federal government? I mean, isn't
that? No, not necessarily at all, and I like the way you put it, you know, at the outset and now. The point is, again, a little bit of a broken record point on my part. I mean, federal law enforcement, you know, I was a federal prosecutor for 9 years, and in the course of those travels, obviously, was in many, many situations where federal law enforcement interacted with, you know, state and local law enforcement, and the point is, federal law enforcement does not necessarily belong in every situation.
Number three item, maybe number one for some of you, but in the top three, we can mix and match here a little bit. The situation for Amtrak, the CEO takes full responsibility for the crash of the train in Philadelphia. Here are hosts John Zach and Susan Rose talking to former National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Mark Rosenker about the state of the investigation.
A top investigator is telling CBS that he's not casting any judgment yet after finding that Amtrak train was speeding when it approached and derailed on the curb. We understand they don't want to rush to any judgment, but wow, 106 miles per hour approaching a curve where the speed limit was 50?
This is something
something that obviously has to be answered by the engineer. These engineers are certified to operate on that territory. So this would not be the first time that he had come up to this curve. So he understood, supposedly, exactly what he was supposed to be doing. He was actually at one point doing 80 miles an hour, which was authorized. And then at that point, to come to the approach where you were going to go into 50 miles an hour, you needed to bring that throttle back and begin to do some braking. Why he didn't do that and why the train continued to gain speed up to 106 miles an hour before he applied the emergency brake, only the engineer can share that information with the investigators.
And is it unusual, Mark, that this engineer has not talked yet to NTSB investigators?
Well, it is not necessarily unusual that he didn't speak within the first 24 hours. But certainly the NTSB is going to want to talk to him here as soon as he is mentally in a position to be able to talk with the NTSB investigators. I think they probably ultimately will get an interview with him. But certainly we do know one thing, that there was a toxicology test. That is a requirement of federal law, and that was done when he was at the hospital.
Mark, do you know how far in advance along the rails on that, before you get to that curve, will there be warning signals alerting the engineer, just in case he may have been distracted by something else, that a drastic reduction in the speed limit was coming?
That's something that's going to have to be looked at into the locomotive. There are systems that, in fact, are in place to be able to provide those kinds of signals, but we don't know, for example, if, in fact, it was working in that particular area. We do know that it was not equipped for a positive train control. That particular technology would have actually stopped the train.
Why isn't the stretch of track have that computer technology, the train control system?
Well, they're not technically required to have it until the end of this year. Amtrak actually has led the way in positive train control in much of their territory on the Northeast Corridor. I believe from Boston down to New York, it is under a form of positive train control. And pieces of the Washington to New York corridor has some form of a positive train control. This particular area did not have it. Amtrak had not installed it yet. We don't know why.
All right, so a lot of speculation, consternation. The situation is being reviewed, and you'll hear, probably the next 3 or 4 weeks will be more and more of this sort of thing, a focus on trains and the conductors and the engineer and how the train was built and yada, yada, as we go through analysis paralysis. Okay, so that's my spin on number three. Number two, another sort of spin item coming up next here on the Weekly Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This report is brought to you by JCPenney. A quinceañera celebration is the most important day in a young Latina's life. However, planning a quinceañera can be costly, with many celebrations today costing as much as a wedding. So is it possible to give your daughter a quinceañera she will remember for the rest of her life, but still fit within your budget? Celebrating a quinceañera or serving on a quinceañera court should be fun and affordable, and a store like JCPenney has you covered. JCPenney has everything you need all under one roof, from hair and makeup services to formal attire and jewelry. With a vast selection of cocktail dresses, suits, ties, and fashion accessories from top brands, along with hair and makeup services, JCPenney makes it easy for the birthday girl and her court to shop for all their quinceañera essentials. Additionally, JCPenney offers a variety of personalized and quinceañera-themed rings, necklaces, pendants, and charms that will make the birthday girl feel special without breaking your budget. Visit jcpenney.com to view JCPenney's full assortment.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Every wardrobe tells a story, and keeping clothes in good order is critical to setting the right vibe. On the set of The Good Wife, costume designer Dan Lawson uses his creative talent to ensure that every character looks pressed and polished in trend-setting workday attire and casual clothing alike. And Dan says maintaining your wardrobe doesn't have to be expensive.
Each episode of The Good Wife has more than 100 costumes for the principal actors. With a limited budget, I need to use the funds on the apparel itself rather than its upkeep. We needed a reliable, cost-effective product to keep all of the apparel fresh and clean. In between takes, we don't have time to run to the dry cleaner, so we use Dryell in the wardrobe truck. Dryell is an excellent alternative to dry cleaning. Just 15 minutes in the bag for a quick refresh, like on the men's dress shirts, or 30 minutes if we need to do a deep clean. Besides the terrific smell, Dryell removes stains and body oils while letting the garment maintain its shape and color.
You can find more tips from Dan at Dryell.com. This is Larry Stevens.
Geico is available 24/7. Unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/7. And with Geico's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts from my Geico app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating Geico.
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
All right, so before we get to the number two item, I have a sort of 2A or 2B. I said it as we get started with the countdown that I thought in many people's minds what went on in Deflategate was actually the number one issue. And because I happen to live in the Boston area, maybe I'm influenced by the discussion on the radio here. One of the local sports stations has gotten 2,900,000 views over the last 4 days because of the impact of Deflategate and what's going on with Tom Brady and the fact that Goodell says he'll hear the Brady appeal. I thought that was pretty amazing given what else is going on in the world, including actually the number two item, which is the Obama trade bill. Here host Mike McFeely talked to political analyst Dr. Thomas Ambrosino about what the trade deal is all about.
Can you explain TPP as you know it?
Sure. This is the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This is essentially an attempt to move towards free trade with a whole host of countries, like Australia, Canada, which already have a free trade agreement, but also Asian countries like Japan, Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, Vietnam. And essentially, this is an attempt to create a more of a free trade zone. To try to balance out China, their rising economy, but also to balance out the European Union and the idea. I mean, America is very much in favor of free trade. So President Obama likes this agreement. However, there are some problems. One problem is that the unions hate it. Unions tend to always be against free trade because they know that there's going to be cheaper labor somewhere else as more American jobs will go overseas with free trade. Also, a lot of other people don't like it because the document itself, the treaty, has not been made public. So it's kind of a secret agreement that's just going to be given out to say, okay, vote on this now. It's a little like we have to pass it in order to know what's in it.
Wow, look at you.
Oh,
going down that road. A little ACA reference there. Very nice.
But it is kind of bizarre. I understand this is kind of a treaty in progress, but this is getting really close to being done. And the president is kind of worried about letting this out there. I think the president would probably be better off having a little more transparency, would make people a little bit less nervous. But in terms of the text itself,
what do you think about TPP?
Generally, free trade tends to be good. I mean, the problem with free trade is that there are winners and losers in free trade. I mean, certain industries do well. certain industries don't. And unfortunately, those industries that don't are usually the ones that people will lose their jobs to those going overseas. And we've seen it with textile industry, manufacturing, everything else. But overall, I personally, I think it's a pretty decent deal. I'm not sure about the text of this treaty, because no one knows what's in it.
Yeah, exactly.
but generally, it's worked out. And America's been pushing for free trade since the end of World War II.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
So we are, and so you have it. A wrap of the week includes as the number one item all of the things the president has been doing this week. Wow. The defense policy bill. House is going to pass that. President's opposed to that. Cuba announcing a new round of diplomatic talks because of the Obama initiative. People are not happy about that. I heard that President Obama actually was the one who let the air out of the football. That may or may not be true, but, you know, there are a lot of things going on in Washington, not the least of which was a speech the president gave at Georgetown University on poverty. Here's Taco's Dave Ross with some comments about the comments.
What's the best way to help poor people? Creating government programs, or building character? The place was Georgetown University. On the right end of the stage was conservative author Arthur Brooks, who wants us to stop blaming the rich.
To the extent that we can get away from this notion that the rich are stealing from the poor, then we can look at this, and I think, in a way that's constructive.
And seated to the left side of the stage was one Barack Obama, arguing that it's wrong for wealthy hedge fund managers, for example, to be paying a lower tax rate to middle-class taxpayers. But there was also agreement. The president acknowledged that discussions about economics can't replace strong families.
When I'm sitting there talking to these kids, and I've got a boy who says, you know what, how did you get over being mad at your dad? Because I've got a father who beat my mom and now has left. I'm not going to have a conversation with him about macroeconomics.
But he also said that you're much more likely to create a strong family if the parents can get jobs and have time to read to their kids and if there are well-funded schools. I won't venture to say who won the day. But the president did conclude by observing that he is not the only public figure insisting that the government has a duty to relieve poverty.
Nobody's shown that better than Pope Francis through the sincerity and insistence that this is vital to following what Jesus Christ, our Savior, talked about.
But how do you get there is the continuing focus. Here's radio man Mike Rosen talking to economist Walter Williams about some of the comments that have come from the president this week.
President Obama, at this panel discussion on poverty at Georgetown, where he talked about cold-hearted, free-market capitalist types who are simply society's lottery winners. What do you say to that?
I think that Obama and many, many people have a misunderstanding, or they at least articulate misunderstanding of the sources of income. Now, these people who want to redistribute income, they're absolutely right if the sources of income represent there's a pile of money somewhere that's supposed to be delivered equally among Americans, but the rich just got there first and took an unfair share. So, of course, they should be income redistribution. Or if the way that people get income is that there's a dealer of dollars. The dealer gives $10,000 to one person, $1 billion to another person, and so what you have to do, you have to correct the dealing of dollars. Maybe because he's a racist or internationalist, multinationalist. But the real way that people gain income, anybody, is by pleasing their fellow man in a free society. That is, the reason why Bill Gates has billions and billions of dollars is not because he went out and robbed somebody. It's because he produced something that his fellow man valued, such as windows and words, and his fellow man voluntarily reached in their pockets and gave him the money. And millions and millions, billions of people around the world were happy with what he did. And you might ask the question, how come, like LeBron James? LeBron James, he gets $40 million a year. Now, I can play basketball too, but how come I don't get $40 million? But it's because of people, people out there will say, they will plunk down $100 to see LeBron James play, but they might not plunk down anything to watch me play. And so the source of income in a capitalist or free market society comes by pleasing one's fellow man. And these people have pleased their fellow man, became very rich. That is, people who have invented antibiotics, saved billions of lives, or people that made medical equipment, people have done all kinds of wonders. You have to ask yourself, are these people, should we hold them up to ridicule and make mascots out of people who are draining society?
What a brilliant overview, man. 2-3 cheers for Walter Williams. All right, that wraps it up. Another week in review in the world of News Talk Radio. Thanks to the Talk Radio Countdown Show and all the people who are in attendance here. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.